Minchas Chinuch Shir, whoops. Minchas Chinuch Shir, Tuesday night, Or L'Chav Ches, Tammuz. We're going to go back to Achta Nafkamina. Yeah, that paragraph?
Or maybe even to Beis.
Where do you want to start from? Beis? Okay, we'll start from Beis again. By the way, the good news is that there's no Shir tomorrow night. Okay. And the good news is that if you go to the lecture taking the place of the shir, we might straighten out some crooked heads.
What is the subject?
Look at, there's like a million flies around. Mavur Kambaram. Okay, we're starting from base again. Mavur Kambaram. Yisrael also about the zaru zulaso afidu legoi. Zulaso means to someone else. Over Gam came the love of Vayikra, the love that Lahem Asechel Asasu. That's if you make an idol for worship for anyone. That's in Vayikra.
That has to be right?
He's going to talk about that. That's what we sort of maybe not. It's not relevant now. Let's learn what he's saying instead of throwing in Zaitika things. Maybe not. It's not relevant for right now. Right now we're learning the idea. You're probably right. I mean, and that's where we were in the middle of last night. But right now it's not relevant. Well, let's learn what he's saying first, the main thing. The main thing is Vayikra's talking about making a statue for anybody. And this one's talking about making a statue for yourself. And therefore the Minchasvino says if you make a statue for yourself, you're either both lavin. You're either this lava of making a statue for yourself. For yourself means to worship, of course. We're talking about making this an idol for worship, not for decorative purposes, not for sale even.
Even
for
if
worship.
It doesn't matter.
Right, that's what we learned last night. Now, Vimkein also biyodo la'atzmo mo over mishum shnei lava. Now, here he says, biyodo, so we'll see. It's going to be clear. As we learn, it's going to be clear. This is the paragraph we stopped off in the middle of this night, where he was talking about that point. But obviously, he said the word biyodo, so he obviously, vayikra is only if you make it directly. Vimkein also biyodo la'atzmo over mishum shnei lavin, mishum loisase, which is our love here. Gam milav de Elohei Masecha, which was in Vayikra. The Shom Muzer Gam came milasos af lezulaso, mikol shekein la'atzmo v'logora ma'acherim. Al came, therefore, im aso biyodo la'atzmo, if he made it for himself, biyodo, loke bishom shnei lav en elu, v'loke shtayim. Okay. V'arava mechaber, v'chinuch, kosof kan, v'older v'ose loke. If you made it and you made it for yourself, you get malchus. The low cost of the lokesh dayim. Maybe he should have said the lokesh dayim. Ach, somach amashikosu b'mitzvah reish yudalit. The ma'aser the chinuch was soimich on what he writes explicitly in mitzvah reish yudalit. The shom cost of alav de lohei masecha. The also lasos laatzmo ulazulaso. Him also laatzmo lokesh de malchus. He says it explicitly. In Mitzvah Reish Yadalit, he didn't find the need to say it explicitly here again. Venire das o Rav HaMachaber Shom in Mitzvah Reish Yadalit, it sounds like the Mechinuch is Shanim Shechach Hashitos HaRamban das Vios Avodazora Rak Mehamikra Deshom. Not from our pasuk, right? That's Ramban Shita. That our pasuk does not forbid making an idol for worship, right? That's the Ramban. We learned at length these four lavim are just ways of expressing belief in Avodah Zarah, and that's the only lav that there is here. The second dibra. So say, wait a second. So then, why are you getting two malchus, right? Right, according to Ramban, why would you get two malchus? He says, "V'lo kishkei malchus mishum lo sasu v'lo lochem." The pasuk there itself is multi-layered. Like, don't make an avodah zorah for anyone, and don't make it for yourself. That's how you read the pasuk there, and it's like two malchus in one pasuk. V'lo mishum halav hazeh, but not from this lav here in Yisrael, in Aseres HaDibros. That's the Ramban. He says it sounds from the chinuch there in Vayikra that he holds like the Ramban. V'lo mishum halav hazeh. V'chan, linyan minyan, but when it comes to the counting of the mitzvahs, choshev zeh l'mitzvah b'fayatzmo, he does count this mitzvah 27 as a mitzvah in and of itself. Hello? Keep a minyan on mitzvahs. Nimshech achar Rambam, k'moshe kusav, kama pa'amim b'sifro. V'zeh shayich l'minyan on mitzvahs. V'ein kama komo l'harich b'nyan zeh. Okay. So, yeah. Say what? Yeah, okay. I will call you at... Can I call you at 9:25? Okay. Achtenaf Kamina. She says, okay, so Lemaisa. Achtenaf Kamina, La Rambam, Im Osevo Duzara. Afkamina is always Hasra, right? Because Chinuch is always very concerned because you have to give the Hasra for which you're getting Malchus. So he's saying, so there's a big Nafkamina. La Rambam, Im Osevo Duzara. To get the first time. In the history of Gamke Mishum Lav Delohema Secha, Lokish Dayim, okay. Ulur Hamban Ain Lokim History Bo Mishum Lav the Khan, because the Lav here carries no Malchus with it, because it's not the Lav of making an idol. The other way around too. In History Bo Mishum Lo Sazu, below Lochem, which is the pasuk in Vayikra, which is a multi-layered pasuk, and it involves two things: Ramban Lokeshtayim, because it's two lavim built into the structure of the pasuk in Vayikra, according to the Ramban. Ula Rambam Ein Loike Ala Achas, because it's only one lav in Vayikra, according to the Ramban, not to make a statue for anybody. He doesn't know that it's a multi-layered pasuk. I am Zimtseyu Kamapom. And now he says, Vidavka also biyodo. To be over Vayikra is Dafka if you directly make the idol, or the statue, whatever it is you're worshipping. Avalam Tsivul Anokri Lasos over Rakbala Vechod. La Rambam Balav Zer. Ularamban belav the kedoshim. In other words, according to Ramban, also you're over one lav if you tell a guy to do it. I'm not sure. In other words, apparently, according to the Ramban, whatever, I don't know. Apparently, according to the Ramban, the pasuk in Vayikra, which is a multi-layered pasuk, but the Ramban that holds it's a multi-layered pasuk. And it incorporates within it not to make an avodah zarah for yourself and not to make an avodah zarah for anybody. So apparently, if you tell a goy to do it for you, then you get, you're either one and not the other. Apparently, for yourself, you're either. Even according to Ramban, I don't know how you split up the pasuk there if it's one pasuk, but that's what he says in Menchas Chinuch. V'dafka osu biyodah. Even according to the Ramban, the Ramban belav zeh number 27, the Ramban belav the kedoshim, one of the two of the multi layers. The mitzvah of Israel, and the Israel listens to him. Who even belav echad? Because being goyer medayt b'meir, you're also over. By Israel, also over gamkin belav. He has to lose also. Israel, he's making an idol for someone else. He's over a lot.
I mean, they're both.
They're both over. One guy's over for having an idol made for himself, and one guy's over for making an idol for someone else. Well, who ain't over b'shnei lavin? That can also be a dime. But the only time to get twice to be over both lavin is to make it yourself. Kilo gora mi also lezuloso, which always requires making it yourself. Avalim also, al yaday acher, Eina oiver rak balav echad. Okay, was that partial?
What happened? Why is that? Why is it
what?
So why? What's the partial? What's the? What happened?
Nothing. We've been repeating. The love of making level deserve for yourself is even if it's not directly made, you tell someone else to make it.
This one.
Both according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban. According to the Rambam, it's this one. According to the Ramban, it's one of the two layers in the Vayikra. But according to everyone, the love of making level deserve specifically for yourself is even if you cause it to be made. And the other love of making of an idol for anybody is only if you make it directly. Directly?
So then there's no
kosher gain
to tell someone else to make it for you.
If you tell someone else to make it for you, so you're over one love and the other guy's over one love. You're over the love of having an Avodah Zarah made for yourself, and the other guy is over the love of making an Avodah Zarah for someone else. The kosher gain was only to say that you're over the love of making an Avodah Zarah for anybody. The pasuk doesn't mean dafka someone else. If you make it for yourself, you're also included in that second love. Make believe one love says don't make an Avodah Zarah for yourself, and the second love says don't make an Avodah Zarah for anyone. And anyone includes yourself. And that love has to be your diet. I will most hug the day after I know I will rack for love echad, which is not to make an Avodah Zarah for yourself. Is that possible? If you must have shliach las was low, a shliach hoya shogeg, he didn't know it was Avodah Zarah, maybe he didn't know it was also, the last place was the b'shogeg, a shliach hodvar avera, him kei kibush shulcho kamoso, ah, avale kibasso b'yodaya. Vayim ha mishalech, mishum shnei lavin, ah, now. Ben kam kom al harig min yani shlichos. Good.
The shogeg is over, mamet.
The Tosfos shita is that if the shliach is shogeg, then yei shliach is dvar avera. All of the shas.
Amen.
Is there
a like a sense to that? I
mean,
can we understand?
Absolutely. There's no divrei arav.
If it's the shogeg, there's no divrei arav. Ah, so they're
it's a Taisus and Kedusha. From the base, big Taisus, this big. Gimel. In the Alava Zemairi, Ba'isa Tzlomim, he makes a figure, a statue, a figure, Amnas La'odom, for the purpose of worship. Oive Balava Malolo. Kamoshim Mavur Bedivri Harambam. Who Bedivri Harava Machaber Khan. Who Bemisurash Yudalit. Who Belavze Enchilik Bentura Latsura. It doesn't matter. Anything from a cockroach to a water bug. To an earlobe. Commotion Vur, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavdal, and Amit Beis, Ila Ogdem, Afilu, Shul, Shul, Cotton, a little
worm.
Das Rambam, Hainu, Ba'is, Almanas, La Ogdem, I am a Sefer, Amitus, Loisa, Sehei, the Rambam. Ramban, who will make it a Sester. Afilu, the Das Rambam, Shapshat the Gemara Sham Dula Ovdom Hainu Lavot, it means the actual worship. Loikoy al Hoasiya, it's not talking about the Isser of making the idol, but the Isser of indeed worshipping the idol. Valavu Miparshas Kedoshim, Mikoma Komposha the Kol Tzura Osur. Rak lav the low sasun iti the culture usher. But nice everybody's moidid when it comes to this issue of making a figure to be worshipped, any tzura is also. Rak, lav de lo sasun iti, the common mitzvah lamites. One of these days we're going to be learning mitzvah 39. The darshina and the osur lasu sura fafilu lanoi. That's an issue to make certain figures, certain statues, certain forms, even for decorative purposes. The falginon, there we make a chilek. Bein suras adam, o mishamshin. Mishamshin means the tzvah shamayim, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. Uvein short suros. Ayin rambam kan halacha yud v'tirah. So mitzvah 39, which doesn't have the requirement of kedei lav vodosom, but it has very specific criteria of what types of images is it also to make. B'sugi de Rosh Hashanah v'avodah zarah mem gimel amud aleph. Aval amanas la'ovdom ein shum chilek l'chuli alma. No chilek what the image is. Okay.
Wait, it's not amanas and there's no lav, right?
Only if it's 39.
To be over 39, it has to be
amanat. But it has to be certain types of tzuros.
Over 39, it doesn't have to be
amanat.
Over 39, it should be certain kind of
tzuros.
Yeah, that's what you said.
But it doesn't have to be amanat.
Right, that's the point of 39. And that's why it has to be certain types of tzuros. Okay. Tzmulim li divi arava machaber kad. Uh-oh, something wrong with something the chinuch said. Because of din ha-mitzvah, when he says din ha-mitzvah, he says which type of tzura is asur and which type of tzura is mutter.
Oh.
This is a sentence in the chinuch. That's what the art scroll spoke out there in anticipation. I mean, we'll see what the Minchas Chinuch has to say. But the art scroll speaks out that many times you find in the chinuch that he will explain the dinim of one mitzvah by another if it's a similar mitzvah. And so here he's explaining like the dinim of number 39, even though fear is not negeya. The chinuch will do this often. What's it? What? What? I can't hear.
One time it sounds a little familiar.
That's what we spoke it out when we learned the chinuch. It was in the art scroll. I spoke it out when I learned the chinuch. We've had it before, yeah. We had it by Karban Pesach. But let's learn the Menachas Chinuch and see what he has to say. Okay, Tzmuim li divi arava machaber kan, shekosav, which is the Chinuch, shekosav din ha-mitzvah eza tzura asura veza muteres, v'achilik bein boletes l'shokas, right, if it's in relief or if it's juts out. Ma inyan zelakan, it doesn't belong in this mitzvah. The kan l'kavonas avoda, where you're making it for avoda kol atzurus asurim, bein chilek bein boletes lukas b'chol b'lav, rak ba'os atzurus l'noi, oz yesh chilek bein hatzurus, ayin shas v'rambam hanal, v'yivur l'kam b'ez Hashem in mitzvah l'amites, and v'gam yesh chilek zir bein boletes l'shokas, okay, divya rav ha-machaber tzorech yin godl. Let's see what he says here on the bottom.
What is that? I'm sorry, what is,
yeah, and so what?
What is the big tzarchi and gadol? What is the?
You tell me.
I don't quite get it.
Very couldn't be clearer. Come on.
In one place, what?
The love here we're talking about. The love here we're talking about is you're not going to make an idol in order to worship it.
Okay.
But when that's the case, we don't care what the idol is, what it's an idol of. Right. And we don't care if it's shokas or boletas. In 39, where it's the isser is to make idol for any purpose whatsoever, that isser is only specific types of figures, and shokas boletas makes a difference. So why in the world does the chinuch here in mitzvah 27 say that one of the dinei ha-mitzvah is what types of tzuros are asur, and if it's shokas or boletes, why in the world it doesn't belong here? It's not true. It's because it's not true. So it doesn't. So the article spoke out from a tzorim that many times the chinuch will throw in dinei ha-mitzvah Apparently he does this more than once, more than twice, more than three times. He'll throw in Dinei HaMitzvah, even though those particular dinim are not really relevant to the mitzvah in which it appears. Like here, for example, those dinim don't apply to this mitzvah. It applies to mitzvah number what? 39, right. Okay, Vaito.
Yeah, but even when he does, shouldn't he have a good reason?
He wants to educate you.
He was worried before he could get to that mitzvah.
Why would he do that? To give you, I don't know. I mean, it's a, if it wouldn't be confusing and you wouldn't make a mistake, I would say he does it because, you know, to give you a fuller picture of the love and anything associated with the love. The problem is he gives you the wrong impression.
Yeah.
So that's funny. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
It seemed like the last time it happened, it seemed like it made a little sense. And I remember exactly the details.
Well, if you remember, then tell us. Okay. V'ayim zeve p'nei Yoshua. Rosh Hashanah Shom sugi d'loy sasun iti. Kosav the Yisrael omru v'aron asei lonu kal Yisrael. They said to make an ego. Yizem Moshe ha'ish. So the p'nei Yoshua has like a beer. Near the bikshu parts of Adam. They wanted Aaron HaKoyen to make the image of a man, to muras Moshe Rabbeinu, to like sort of be instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah was calling, Vulo also came back parts of Shor. So this is like a whole piece of Torah here. The Aaron Yodad's Rosha, the Losasun Iti, Dainu Osi, that is the parts of Odomosur, Alkin also had parts of Shor. But we have a problem here. According to what we just said, that when you make something for the purpose of worshipping it, then it doesn't matter. So, that's not true. Ach, kavanoso, but this is what the Pnei Yeshua means. Ah, the original intent of Klal Yisrael when they had the Egel made was not to have it be worshipped as a deity. After it was made, they had a beard guys. Kiyomru, whatever they said there. Eilal Hech Yisrael. Right? Moshe Kosu B'Torah B'Aricho Ha'Meforshim. Him came, Kivin Shalo Rotu Hu Asiya Lavoda. They wanted a manik like Moshe. They wanted a figurehead.
Expected it to work like magic?
A leader. It did work like magic.
It jumped
out of the furnace.
But so that wouldn't be considered a Vodazar?
It wasn't for the purpose of worship. It wasn't as a deity. It was as a manik. They wanted a figurehead, like most shuls want to rub with a figurehead. Okay.
I like the Urim Bitumim, the director.
Alkain, therefore, as a Mechaschin Echad, that's what Pnei Yeshua means. They wanted to have a manik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Alkain, lo yisu b'davar, rak parts of Odom. Because if you make a picture or statue of a person, not a picture, it's
okay to do
with
all this voodoo magic stuff, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. No, it's
not okay. Of a person is what? Of a shore. That's what the Pnei Yeshua was saying. That's okay. You can make a statue of a shore, not for the purpose of worship. Go make a statue of a shore to be in the park.
Not to be in the park. You want to do magic tricks.
So what?
That's okay.
It might be also to do magic, but it's not relevant for the Yisrael of the Zohar. Imkain also iron the musadim, so he didn't want to make it the musadim. Okay, that's cute.
This is all
that Pnei Yeshua.
He had it on his
mind. What?
Everything he said in this paragraph.
This is to explain the Pnei Yeshua.
Dalet.
Vani Masupik. Emuchayev Malkus for Asiya Mitchila Vatsof. Every blow of the hammer, I guess. I'll call Asiya Vasiya Yechayev Malkus. Kemoy Belovish Kilayim. Benozer Shoshosu Yayin Umasur Boy Bechol Pam. However, Dafka Bagamar shows Nasus Atsura when you finished it, when you have a complete thing. The Kodum was a Enochayim Klub. Ving Lovi Rayim Yah. You can't bring a raya miyashas avodazora if you test them at base. Tim over a bono avodazora schoro mutter. The emosai nasus avodazora, but makush achron in the last blow of the hammer. But makush achron less be shoven pruto. In Cain, you see that ain't a nasus avodazora koidim. In Cain, ain't a evil belav gam Cain. Ze ain't no. Only once it's worshipped. That's what it's also about now. When he makes it, the when it comes to the Avodah Zarah being Osur and Asuring the Schar and Asuring it Bano, so then it's only when it's worship. But here we're talking about the Isra to make it. You can answer to take it b'tchilas asiyah chayiv. So then maybe as you start making it, you chayiv. The chayiv al kol asiyah, the hisru bo b'chol pam kamo nazir. Every blow of the hammer, just like every sip of the wine by nazir. Tzorachian v'mitzvah Hashem who will come on siman reish yudalit. Okay.
He ends up doing something else with it. He blows a hammer, but he ends up making a...
What?
Something else. His kavan, maybe he's saying he's chayav maybe on each blow of the hammer.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. But yeah. What happens if he ends up not making
anything? So he's saying it's also anyway. Your intention right now is also.
I mean, his kavana will
make it also. We'll make it also. It won't make it into an avodah zarah to be usher b'ano, but it will make it usher. Stu, hey, vayim b'loshon Rambam kan mashvat ha'osu akum le'atzmo hainu avuro for himself. Hey, mitzvah lasos avu mitzave lasos avuro for himself. I do b'lav hazeh. Vayim b'sefer ha'mitzvos l'Rambam b'lav gimel shekosu avover gam ke mishum. Shekono avodah zarah v'shoha etzlo v'afilu asa lo zuloso v'shekodim ha-mitzvah ha-shenis v'haynu mitzvah ha-beis v'ha-mitzvah zudon ha-kayomin
v'ha. Who made it like zuloso? I'm sorry. Who made it like
zuloso?
Even if he made it, if someone else made it to him. Mashma davka she'oso b'shul atzmo v'mitzvah lasos b'shul atzmo. Avol mesave leechad hein leYisrael hein lenochri lasus avodah zarah lo avuro hein ayva b'lav zeh kavoshna Rambam shekono v'shoh etzlo hainu mesave lasus avuro kavoshna Rambam machabe shekosu v'shul nasus shlomim afilu mesave lasus u'agorim hasiya near mitzvarav doiver afim mesave leechad lasus avodah zarah lo avuro klal. Oh yeah, well, I thought this love everybody was moida. Yeah, okay, I didn't even realize it because we've been talking the whole time that this lav is only to make it for yourself. But here he points out that the Chinuch never said that. The Chinuch never said the condition that it has to be for yourself. Nira mitzvah of the Oivraf and mitzvah of the Echad, Lassus of the Zorah, Law of Uro Klau, Rak Limkaro, Bishuleza Ishacher, Ivavavav Hazek, Hugorim Wasiyah. Interesting. We've been saying the whole time, like the Rambam sheet, that this lav number 27. You only labor if you do it, make it for yourself, or if you tell someone to do it for yourself. Now he points out, excuse me, Rabosai, if you look at the Chinuch, he never says that condition.
The Chinuch, he's counting the lav like the Rambam.
He's counting it that the Isser is to make an idol.
But he's counting like the Rambam.
That breath is not like the Rambam. That, no.
He said he's holding like the Rambam. This isn't a love. Right?
No.
No?
This is a love. I don't know what you said. He counts this as a love number 27. That's the Rambam, not the Rambam.
He's counting
counts like the Rambam, but in terms of the...
There's a condition that he doesn't say what the Rambam's condition is, that you make it for yourself.
He said the Rechina holds, you don't even get malchus for this love, like the Ramban.
But you're talking about what he holds or how he says it in the counting of the mitzvahs?
No, counting is one thing.
He just pointed out that the Chinuch never said here the condition that you're making it for yourself. That's all.
But then he said that he was.
And it's true.
Dasa
now
Rambam,
I'm looking.
He's talking Dasa Rambam, right? That was,
he counts it as a separate mitzvah. That's what the Rambam. But the Rambam also has a condition that the mitzvah is talking about you making it for yourself, and that condition he doesn't hold of. He holds it any time you make it to worship, you're able to shlav also. 27, and now I'm looking at the Chinuch, and something that we assumed the whole time, and the Minchas Chinuch assumed the whole time, but the Chinuch himself rather never said it. He never said the condition that you're making it for yourself. That's all. Read it over. Look at the words. And Mitzvah Chav Zayin. So certainly counting Mitzvah Chav Zayin as a mitzvah is like the Rambam. But he doesn't have that condition that you made a davka for yourself. Ba'alav hazeh Ibrahim also in the Savalasas the Kavanah Shatzalam Hazay Yayobed, Avapishu in the Rites of Bishasasia Klau Lavod, Bikomakum also lost the sense of it in the future. You don't want to worship it now. But if the Chinuch doesn't know that this love is talking about making it for yourself, so what's the difference between this love and the love in Vayikra? I understand. So
who hagorem asiyah? That's the Rambam.
You're mixing in two things.
Yeah.
Question is the condition in this mitzvah that it be for yourself. So the whole time we're learning, right? If you make it for yourself, you're either two lavim, one number 27, one number 214.
Yeah.
Now he points out that the chinuch doesn't have that condition in this mitzvah. He doesn't say that you have to make it for yourself. So I said, but according to that, if that's true, what?
In this sense, the beginning of paragraph Bet that we read tonight says, "V'imkena osa biyado la'atzmo over mishum shnei."
Right, it's all in the Rambam. It's Rambam. Now he's pointing out that the Chinuch never said that condition. That's all. But I don't understand. But if the Chinuch doesn't hold of that condition for Mitzvah 27, then what is the difference between Mitzvah 27 and Mitzvah 214? According to the Chinuch. If the Chinuch doesn't hold of the condition that this mitzvah is dafka making it for yourself, then there's no difference between this mitzvah and 214. That's a very straightforward question. Till now, the difference between this and 214 was this was making it for yourself, and 214 was making it for anyone. Now he's saying the Chinuch does not hold that this mitzvah has the requirement of making it for yourself.
Well, we only said that according to the Rambam.
I don't, well, first of all, repeat it to me. Rambam.
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 And Ramban.
Rambam.
Don't say Rambam.
Rambam.
Right. Ramosha by Maimon is who?
Rambam.
And who's Ramosha ben Nachman?
Ramban.
Good. Now. According to the Ramban, Mitzvah Chav Zayin doesn't exist.
Right.
It doesn't exist. According to the Ramban, it does exist. And the Chinuch, according to the Chinuch, it exists. It counts it. Now comes another inyan. Forget the Ramban. He's toast. There's no Mitzvah Chav Zayin according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban. Right? What is Mitzvah Chav Zayin? So till now we've been saying and assuming, because he's been quoting the Rambam always, not to make an Avodah Zorah for yourself. Now he pops up and says, Rabosai, if you look at the Chinuch, he doesn't say that condition. He just says not to make an Avodah Zorah.
So we're still talking in the Rambam.
Of course, because according to the Ramban, this whole mitzvah doesn't exist. I'm asking a straightforward question. if this mitzvah doesn't have the condition, dafka, if you make it for yourself, then what is the difference between this and mitzvah 214? Very straightforward question. Till now, the whole difference was this is for yourself, and that was for anybody. That was saying that even this, he's suggesting in the chinuch that even this mitzvah is lav dafka for yourself.
Well, one difference would be this with this mitzvah, you can do this as loud as without a nobody as
I. Yeah, but why are there two mitzvahs and it's the same mitzvah? Okay.